Monroe County's first director of addiction services is working on ways to reach people who she says are traditionally underserved, forgotten, and missing out on treatment. Tisha Smith was recently appointed to the new position by County Executive Adam Bello. She has been on the job for about 3 weeks, but Smith is no newcomer to the field of addiction treatment. She was most recently director of inmate drug and alcohol programs for the County Sheriff's Office. Before that, she was an addiction therapist supervisor at Unity Hospital.
I've been doing this for a while now, and we've always had this assumption that, you know, our services were adequate in our community.
That may be the case with outpatient services for people with substance use disorder, which Smith calls quite robust locally. But she says that's definitely not true when it comes to detox treatment for people who are in crisis.
Like, if you woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you said to your loved one, you know, I'm struggling and I need assistance, I need a place to go. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they could physically take you to a location such that you can get treatment. That's something that we sorely need in our community.
This week, Smith is interviewing applicants for an 8-member impact team that includes herself and a project manager. One of their primary jobs will be to reach people who need treatment for addiction but aren't getting it, specifically people of color. Although fatal overdoses were down overall in Monroe County last year, fatal overdoses among Black people were up 8% compared to 2018. Smith says even some of those who are enrolling in treatment programs aren't staying long enough to get the help they need. She believes a lack of cultural diversity among local mental health and chemical dependence treatment providers has a lot to do with that.
It puts the onus on the patient to kind of prove their humanity, prove who they are, and, you know, it just takes away from the whole entire treatment experience. You go from trying to explain why you're engaging in self-destructive behavior to now trying to, like, educate the person on what it's like to come from your community or what it's like to be you or be in your shoes. I have actually witnessed patients get tired of trying to do that and leave treatment as a result.
Smith points to another factor to explain a loss of patient retention, especially for those enrolled in outpatient programs: the switch to telemedicine during the coronavirus pandemic.
I think it's great that a lot of programs were able to quickly kind of move toward telehealth and do virtual programming for their folks, but at the same time, that has caused a lot of people to kind of fall off the radar.
Well, heroin and opioids are still the main culprits in overdoses and deaths. Smith wants people to remember that alcohol can make people sick and destroy lives, too. Another of her goals is to create a comprehensive referral program for patients and their families to ensure that people who are discharged from a hospital following an overdose move immediately into community-based treatment programs. Smith hopes to eventually measure her success not only by counting fewer hospital admissions and overdoses, but also by something that is not so data-driven.
Like, to be approached in Wegmans and someone say, hey, you know, thanks for the help, or this is what I'm doing as a result of the help that you've given, or to see a parent just kind of breathe a sigh of relief because their loved one is getting the help that they need. That's success to me.
And she knows the community is counting on her.
Knowing that this is the first time that a position like this has existed within our county system, and I'm the first person, and I don't want to mess that up.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.